Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High and Mafia. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. PharrellOnTheBench.com all weekend long for winners. Hoops, hockey, you get it all. The best picks, the best price, the best return. PharrellOnTheBench.com, NBA, college rack, NHL, boxing, MMA, that's UFC 234. There's fights, Gervonta Davis, daily fantasy rosters, all of it's happening at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up, you'll love it. All of it's in an email format, and all the picks are ranked favorite to least. Hide the money from your wife. Tomorrow, episode 143 of Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast on Westwood One. And WestwoodOnePodcast.com, it's on iTunes, Google Play, comes out every day at 6:30 in the morning East, so it's on there all day. And I tweet it, retweet it several times. It's a half-hour sports betting show. Check it out. I think you'll dig it. We worry about the day's action in front of us. It's pretty cool. Subscribe free. Follow us on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO. Don't forget, Carver High's got his bash on the 23rd of the Offside Tavern for ILC Podcast. And then another one on the 28th at the Coliseum. That's an outdoor tailgate bash. Both of those are happening, 23rd and 28th. The 23rd one is at the Offside on 14th Street, Offside Tavern. Come one, come all. See him do the show live. Hang out with Islander fans. Get drunk. This season, football isn't over in February. A new league is here with players getting a second chance to showcase their talents. The inaugural season of the Alliance begins this weekend, tomorrow at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on CBS, and Sunday again at 4 Eastern and 1 Pacific on CBS Sports Network. So there you go. So tomorrow at 8 Eastern on CBS, Sunday at 4 Eastern on CBS Sports Network, the cable sports channel.
And I believe the late game on Sunday is on NFL Network. So
there you go. Fantastic. Will you watch any of the football this weekend, Carver?
It's going to be tough because I got so much going on this weekend. It might be an issue for me to watch it. It's Nicole's birthday tomorrow.
Wow. Nicole's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday from all of us to her.
So
I didn't know that. That's a big day.
I've got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. It's going to be tough.
Are you prepared for the birthday?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
All right.
I did see for the AAF, your boy Christian Hackenberg, who could never get a snap with the Jets, will be the starting quarterback for the Memphis team as he beat out, I guess, Zach Mettenberger.
Christian Hackenberg? I love that guy.
He gets the start this weekend.
There you go. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-2124. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or boat, RV insurance? They got it to it. Geico.com. Think about that guy for a second, right? Hackenberg, right? Didn't he, got like drafted and everything, right? So the guy was standing on the sideline in the NFL for a few seasons. What, about three seasons, four? Never played a minute. And now look at him. Now he's playing in this Alliance. Do you feel that finally we're going to get to see the guy play football? So is it a showcase for him or is it a demotion for him?
I think it's a showcase for him because he never got the chance to play with the Jets. Now look. They clearly felt that he wasn't good enough to play, or else you think they would have gave him some snaps. I mean, they had a couple of years he was there where they had nothing going on down the stretch. They could have played him if they thought he could play. So I think this is a little chance for him to – all these guys in this league, this is all they're doing is trying to showcase themselves to get NFL jobs. I'm sure they're not too concerned about winning an AAF title. This is more about getting a job next year in the NFL.
Yeah. Mavi, are you going to watch the games at all, the Alliance, or you're out? You're not going to watch any of that, I'm guessing?
I'll probably check them out in the future. This week's going to be tough. I got a lot going on at the house, trying to completely redo a room. I tore it down to the studs before, so now we're putting up the insulation, the sheetrock, spackling, all that kind of stuff. So my parents are going to be over. We're having dinner between the parents tomorrow night, nice steak dinner. So I'm not going to be checking out the AAF while I'm at Ruth's Chris tomorrow.
Wow. So are you not looking forward to spending a week with Boston at the Ferrella Palatial?
Not at all, but I'll do it anyway because I love you and your family.
You're a great human being and a fine American.
I am.
And a leader of men.
I'm a saint.
Listen, any beer and booze you need that you can find in the house, as you know, I have a full bar downstairs with thousands of bottles of whiskey and vodka and rum and tequila. So, and beer.
Some of us still got to work while you're gone.
Listen, anything you need, when you get home from the late, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you get home at 4 a.m., just have a stiff belt, you're good to go. And then, enjoy walking Hercules down the street. And he'll, do his thing. And then you'll be able to hang out with him all night and he'll shed on your face.
Lovely. Can't wait to have to wash every single article of clothing I bring there for like three times over to get rid of hair.
So when the dog plays with you, it doesn't play, it bites you.
No, it attacks.
He bites. So when he plays, he bites. His idea of having fun is biting your hand off. Not good.
He doesn't want to tug the rope toy. He wants to tug your arm.
Carver Eye's been telling me for years to get rid of the dog.
Get rid of that dog. I told you. But the betting lines have finally come out for these games this weekend.
Wait a minute. What?
Orlando is a 4-point favorite over Atlanta.
Wait, what did you say?
Tomorrow night.
Wait, where did you get? Wait, what?
Wait, what
I have the
say?
Lines here.
This is unbelievable.
Whoa.
So Matt Sims gets the start over Aaron Murray for the Atlanta team. How about that?
What?
So Aaron Murray, after all of that's not even starting?
Correct. Matt Sims will start.
Can you believe it?
So Aaron Murray's on the Atlanta team and he's standing on the sideline?
Correct.
Oh, God. I've seen it all.
Denard Robinson on the Atlanta team as the starting running back.
I remember him at one
Michigan
point or another. Yeah. And so he's their running back?
Yes. Remember he played some running back for the Jaguars in the league.
Right.
So there you go. The next game, San Antonio's a 3.5-point favorite over San Diego.
Isn't that the Fleet?
Correct.
I'm a fan of anything in San Diego. I root for all the teams there, including the Padres.
Sunday, you've got Birmingham, a big 2.5-point choice over Memphis in the early game on Sunday.
Birmingham and Memphis. I like that. Beale Street against the Jocks.
And then the late game on Sunday, Salt Lake will be getting 4.5 at Arizona.
Oh, the baby!
They'll be getting it because Arizona's the favorites to win the league.
Correct. That's the Rick Neuheisel-led Arizona team.
They will not win the championship because of Rick Neuheisel.
Probably.
What did he ever win? Besides nothing.
See, the late game is 8 o'clock
doesn't
on Sunday night.
Doesn't he do, college football on with Jonesy, right?
Right.
I see him on the network, right, doing the Saturday afternoon.
See, that's the one game I may see this weekend. 8 o'clock Sunday night. NFL Network is the Salt Lake.
Plop
Arizona
that on.
Game.
So just so you know, not to bore you, and I won't spend a whole lot of time talking about it. Next week, I'll be gone. I'm going to be here Monday and Tuesday. That's it. And then I'll be gone until I think the 25th, right, Moff? I think Monday the 25th would be when I'm back. So I'm going, let's just be honest, to the Caribbean. Check out. Ooh, down by the beach. Boy.
Right near the beach. Boy. We ought to be from Jamaica, man.
That's fine with me. I'll stop through Jamaica, hang out with the Rolling Stones.
Lord have mercy.
Cruise down to the Lesser Antilles, son. Check out.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. All right, there you go. I think Zach Gelb will be doing the show a lot, and then my buddy JT the Brick as well on the Fridays that I'm gone, next Friday and the following Friday. But I'll be back, hopefully, on the 25th. The plan is to come back and go back to work on the 25th. That is the plan. Now, anything's possible. When I'm in the Caribbean, as you know, I have an affinity for the Caribbean, and I would not be telling the truth if I didn't say that anything's possible in terms of me never coming back, like just staying there, leaving everyone, family, jobs, friends, and becoming a sea urchin. Is that possible? Jay in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call once again, big guy.
My man.
And rescuing me from this terrible, terrible misery night of the news here. But anyway, my question was, you're saying go with Virginia over Duke.
Right.
And also, I wanted to say, it sounded like a threat from the NBA. I mean, the guy can't sit. He should be playing. But it sounded like a threat to me, and he's losing money for some reason. Give me a little bit of more information on what you think about that?
I mean, it is what it is. I think the league, they've already made it clear that this last year, right, is about when they started saying you can't, have healthy players not playing. Is that not right, Carver High? Like, they're saying, you can't have these Popovich nights where you got healthy guys and you just don't play them for the fun of it to give them rest. And that's what they do. They say load management, which is a nice way of screwing over people that pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It's a nickel to go to an NBA game, at least.
No, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
So if you want to go see the star players in the NBA and they don't play, it's very aggravating.
You should only be able to do load management at home.
I agree with that as well. So, this guy's going to play the front end of back-to-backs, probably not the back end, or in the back end we'll get severe limited minutes in terms of slicing those minutes in half at least. So they're going to watch his minutes. He's going to play a lot less in the games than he's normally playing, which is what, over 37, 38 minutes at least? Something like that. And then, those days are probably going to come to an end in New Orleans. He'll be playing a lot less than that. But, hey, if he's going to play, I mean, he was playing tonight. They're winning 90-76 with about 4 minutes left in the third. He's playing. He's been playing. So, take what you can get.
And, of course, they talked to them, earlier in the week. Rich Paul called the NBA about this. And the NBA told the Pelicans that tonight was going to be the first game that they're going to start fining them if they don't start playing him. What a surprise. Not the games before the trade deadline. It had nothing to do with the trade deadline, let's be honest. It had to do with, what were the games earlier this week? Locally. Where were they on Friday night? Nationally on ESPN. So the first game the league was like, if you don't play him, we're coming after you, is the one where they're national. That's all they care about.
Listen, he's a lame duck player. He's not going to be there in the offseason. It's going to all come to a horrible end. For the Pelicans. But what they're trying to do, obviously, I think is somewhat realistic, is that they're trying to, I would think, wait to see what happens with the lottery, right? Who gets the picks? And then, deal accordingly. Now, I know everybody thinks he's going to the Lakers and to the Celtics, and it's constantly the mention of those two. We've already heard his father say he doesn't want to play in Boston. I've never heard him actually say that, so believe what you want. All I know is they got a lot of picks that they could dangle to the Pels, right? The Celtics, Danny Ainge has got a cachet of picks. So, and then the Lakers, we already know what they tried to do, offer the entire franchise, literally, and Jeannie Buss for Davis, and that didn't motivate him. So, now we'll see, who really wants him and where he ends up. And that's going to happen in the summer. So until then, just, enjoy him while you got him. Nick in Massachusetts.
Hey, Scotty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, dude.
Thanks. Hey, what's up, dude? Thanks for taking my call. I guess, I called on one point, but listening to it for the last couple points, I'm going to kind of sum it up in this. And I guess, who really runs the league there, Scotty? AD, okay, I'm going to give a little conspiracy theory. Doesn't want to come to Boston, but yet, like you said, LA offered the farm. They didn't take it. I mean, I think there's an underlying factor in, shooter Danny. I mean, he's not afraid to pull a trade. I think there's something going on somewhere, and you know how the NBA is. It's definitely a league full of drama. I think there's more in between the lines than what people are reading. I love to hear your take.
Well, I think that there's – thanks, dude. I think there's some sense of that. The feeling in New York is that the Knicks are going to get allegedly the best crack at Zion with the with the lottery balls, right? It's like a 14% chance. So you could go the other way and see how heavy the odds are against them of getting him, or you can say they got a better shot than anybody. If the same thing happened last year, right? The Suns had the most opportunity, and they got Ayton, so it worked out for him. We'll see if it works out for the Knicks. If it works out for the Knicks, I think, he's made it clear, hasn't he, that New York he's interested in. And if they got him, they would have to give up that number one, and that would be Zion, and he'd end up in New Orleans. And if they got that guy, they would, you know, in my opinion, they'd be okay. It'd be palatable for him. I think that they would get over the Anthony Davis exit and be very excited about their future if they had that box office hit. I mean, this guy gets more attention than LeBron James now. I mean, this guy, Zion Williamson, is getting attention like we've never really seen from a college player in a long time, right? Some people are saying they haven't had this kind of hype since Michael Jordan. Now, let's calm down with all that, all right? So this guy, I think he can dunk, and I think he's physical, and I think he can pound the rack into the block and finish. There's no doubt about that. He can't shoot, right? I mean, I've seen him shoot air balls left and right from outside. I don't know what that's about, but everybody's already got him going into the Basketball Hall of Fame before he's ever played a game. I think everybody needs to calm down, but he's clearly a box office hit and a, you know, YouTube sensation and a Twitter, you know, phenom, and everybody can't get enough of him. I've never seen anything like it in my life where they actually show him making mistakes as though it's the end of the earth. Showing him missing dunks, to me, it makes no sense. I don't understand that at all. Is there anything worse than watching some guy miss dunks and they show it like we're supposed to, what are we supposed to do, get off on that or something? I don't know. I don't get it. Like, what do you derive from watching a guy miss dunks? Like, man, did you see how great this missed dunk was? I mean, it's unbelievable to me. So what do you think his success is going to do? Anything he does positive, they show. Now they show everything he does negative. It makes no sense to me, but... If I'm the Knicks and they got a chance to take AD for that pick, I would do it. I mean, this guy's a rock star pro that finishes and is unstoppable, Davis. So the other kid, we have no idea what he's going to do. Nobody has a clue if he's going to be a stud or not. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. So anyway, Mafia, I'm watching this guy. What is it, Adesanya? Is that what they call him?
Adesanya.
That's fighting Silva in the UFC tomorrow?
Yeah, he's fighting Spider.
So I'm watching his highlight reel, but this guy's crazy.
He's exciting, man. He's got some crazy strikes he throws out there. Comes from all different kinds of angles. You know, a little bit more wild, but in the same kind of vein that Anderson Silva was when he was younger, that he can come from anywhere and all of a sudden clock you when
oh
he's expected and take you out.
This guy's throwing knees and kicks and punches. And
he's aggressive, too. He comes right at you. He doesn't sit back and wait for you. He'll come right at you, bearing down, and just
beat you down
until you're done.
He comes to hurt. He
tries to end every fight.
He means business. Like I'm seeing this guy beating people out, like literally senseless, and not knocking them out of the ring.
I watched him live at the Garden a couple months ago, and it was incredible. The guy just came in there and just kept going until the guy was done. He wasn't going to take, you know, a decision. He wasn't going to go three rounds. He was just going to go for the gusto.
And it was over. And he does flips and everything in the ring. He does all this stuff. I mean, he means business.
He does, for sure. He's the most exciting fighter that they've had in a while. He's one of the most exciting strikers they have.
And he's style bender.
And obviously, as you can see from this matchup against the Spider, he's a guy that they're trying to make, you know, a big headliner out of, because if you beat a legend like this, that props you up, that makes you get a lot more street cred, even though Anderson Silva's far down in his career and he's not nearly what he was before he started losing to Chris Weidman. He's still a huge name in the sport history-wise, so they're trying to put this guy up on a pedestal by putting him up against Silva and hopefully getting him a win. He's a big favorite, too. I've never seen Anderson Silva such an underdog in any fight in his life.
Wow, I don't know. I'm seeing this disturbing story. Did you see this one about Warner Wolf? Do you remember Warner Wolf, the sportscaster in New York? You know, he was arrested in Florida, allegedly, after officials say he ripped the word of this private community. Apparently, the sign going into the gated community, he defaced it. He lives in the gated community. And it's in Naples, apparently. And apparently he just went off, they're alleging. He had lobbied the Homeowners Association to drop it for months. And then on November 30th, the 81-year-old finally took it into his own hands. He drove to the sign and then used a tool to remove it himself. They have a video showing him defacing the sign. He finally surrendered to police this week. And he returned the letters from the sign to the security at the place. He was booked. This is not good. His mugshot not looking good either in the orange jumpsuit. Remember, he was a legend here. My dad actually worked with him at one point or another in his career in sports when TR was doing work in television back in the day in the early, late 50s and early 60s. So there you go. Telly in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Shake it up.
Oh, check it out.
For real, look, check this out, man. My wife in the house with the flu. So I decided to come out in the car, get drunk, and listen to you, bro.
I love that. That is awesome. Stay away from the her and the flu and just get fresh air, drink, and smoke right there in your car in the driveway. Don't drive anywhere.
Oh, no, I'm not going nowhere. M. Park, baby, listening to you. Hey, look, listen, I don't think you heard Mafia correctly, but if I heard him correctly, he said he was going to bring every single piece of his clothing over your house to wash on your soap pot expense, man. Did you hear that?
Now, what is this he's saying to me, Mafia?
No, what I said is that everything I bring to your house to wear while I'm there, I'm going to have to wash two or three times to get all the dog hair off.
Oh, I see.
I
all right,
he
I
thinks
get
I'm
it.
Bringing all my clothes to your house to wash.
No, he's just, my dog is sheds and bites and will destroy everything it touches.
Slobbers.
I mean, anything. If you take the dog out and he walks and it's raining outside, he brings back in, like, pounds of mud and just flarp from the streets. And you have to wipe him down with a towel, and then that gets covered in mud. I mean, the dog is just a moving disaster. It's 120 pounds. It means business. I mean, it is no joke, this dog.
No, I believe you, but if I was Mafia, trust me, I'm bringing all my clothes over your house to wash on your soap pot expense. You're a better man than me.
That's true. Hey. That's probably a good idea when you think about it.
Hey, but look, listen, my question is about the Wizards. Listen, Bobby Portis scored 30 points tonight. You know Bradley Beal is a beast. Wall out for the next 15 months. My question, if you was the general manager of the Washington Wizards, how would you fix them?
Well, I think they have major problems right now, if you ask me. I mean, you know, they're not out of it yet. They're like 3.5 games out of it, but I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't like this team. I don't like the way they play. They got beat tonight, right? I thought they got beat.
They won tonight.
Oh, they did win tonight.
4:30.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Fair enough. But I still don't like them. I don't think they're a good team. I don't think they're going anywhere. I think the wall thing kind of destroys them. You know, we've talked about trading Beal and getting assets. I thought the best thing they've done this season, frankly, right now, is get rid of Porter and that contract of his that everybody thought was untradeable. So I think they got a lot of work to do. I think it would go a long way if they dealt Beal. There's a ton of teams that would love to get him, and they could, you know, start the process of, frankly, rebuilding and starting over. Because if you ask me right now, they're a mess, and that's all there is to it. But as far as tonight, I didn't see. Oh, they beat the Cavs 119-106. Well, who doesn't beat the Cavs? Even the Wizards can beat the Cavs.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS, 4227 is the number to get on the bench. Rich in Toronto.
How are you, Pharrell? You are the master of disaster, the Sultan of SWAT.
Wow, that is impressive. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're impressive. Love listening to you. You tell it like it is.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, my boy R.J. Barrett, local boy, Canadian boy, he's a much better all-around player than Zion Williams. And if people are going to go draft Zion Williams first and they're willing to give up Anthony Davis, like you said, do it in a heartbeat. Because Anthony Davis is 10 times the player Zion Williams ever will be.
Well, I don't, you know, I think that's yet to be determined. I have a hard time believing at this point. I'm with you. I have a hard time believing right now that just because he's, whatever, 285 pounds and he's a bull in a china shop, that he's going to be better than that monster Davis is. I mean, that guy is so well-rounded. His game is so clean. I mean, literally, inside and outside, he can absolutely stretch you, finish you, dunk on you, swat on you, run the floor. He can handle the rock. He can dish it. He can do everything. I mean, literally everything well. And the other kid just flat-out can't, and that's just all there is to it. He's got a long a career in front of him. So I think that Zion's upside is fantastic, and he's got a tremendous future and window of opportunity to get better and better and better and excel at all facets of the game. But, you know, I think they've rung him up really early as, you know, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. In fact, they're like treating him like he's better than both of them. They really are. And I think it's a sickness in the media that people that think they know something, frankly, about basketball, or that they all think they're geniuses and experts at everything. They know more than you about literally everything on earth. That they're already, you know, bronzing this guy is crazy. I think that he's got all the talent in the world to become an incredible player, right? Fair enough. And I'm saying that, you know, knowing that he's got skills, mad skills. But this other guy, Davis, he's an entirely different beast altogether. He's already got it all down. He's already got it all down. This is the NBA we're talking about here. We're not talking about Duke basketball, freshman, one and done. We're talking about a guy that's already flat out in the NBA, unstoppable. And there's not a team that wouldn't want him. And I think there are people that won't admit it publicly that, you know, that wouldn't want Zion Williamson as their, you know, player that's going to, you know, change their fortunes and franchise around overnight. It's yet to be determined. You know what I mean? So we don't know what's going to happen. Everyone in the sports media, television and radio, and writers, they've already, you know, they've already put this guy in Springfield. I mean, they've already got him going to the Hall of Fame. And it's absolutely, it's staggering to me that people jump that far ahead. I think I watched a guy, I told you this over and over, I watched a guy the other night missing dunks, and then the fact that they show it over and over, like it's some kind of, to me, it's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. Like, why do we facilitate people's failures as some kind of accomplishment? The guy goes in for this showboat dunk, and he misses it, and they've been showing it for, Christ, 5 days. I mean, calm down. I'd rather watch Anthony Davis sit on the bench and pick his nose than watch some kid at Duke miss dunks. It's that simple. I don't care what anybody says. Please. You know what Anthony Davis would do to Zion Williamson right now? He would back his ass down and dunk in his face. Hands down every time down the floor. That kid cannot stop that man, and that's all there is to it right now. In 10 years, it'll be a different story. Not today.
Here's my problem, and I think the kid is a monster, and I think he's going to be good in the NBA. I think that the issue right now is he going to be guarding fours? Is he going to be guarding three? Like, there are threes in the NBA that are going to just run right by him, right? And then there's fours in the NBA that are probably going to, are bigger than him and are taller than him, right? And can take him outside, and he doesn't have an outside shot. He doesn't. I just feel like he doesn't have a good, you know, position in the NBA right now. He's 6'7", and what? He's like 270.
He'll be,
you know,
300 pounds.
He'll be 6'7", and three bills.
Well, listen,
I mean,
he's a chiseled, like,
I mean,
he looks
bang.
He looks like an Adonis, right? But the thing is, what we don't know is because he's so young, right? What is he, 18 years old? We don't know that.
He's going to get bigger.
I mean, in 3 years, the guy could weigh 350, 360. He could be a slob. Do you remember that guy, Tractor Trailer? I mean, this kid, we don't know if he's going to stay, you know, Mr. Chiseled, or when he starts making millions and eating steak and macaroni and cheese every night at the expensive restaurants, if he's going to become a fat ass. Remember Anthony Bennett? I mean, that guy, was that not the biggest bust we've seen in a while? Wasn't he a stud, too? And then, but he's nowhere near what this kid's talent is. This kid's got major talent. There's no denying that. But it's a little dangerous, I think, the world we live in where you start, you know, canonizing players that are 18 years old or that, like, because they literally now, it's like Zion TV, right? If there's, to me, it's like they don't even talk about Krzyzewski anymore when you watch Duke. It's just him, right? He plays with these teammates that are really good. They're big, they're long, they're all like 6'7", 6'8", 6'9". They're very big, Duke, right? They got guys, even the white guy's huge. They have all this size over everyone. They're playing teams. You'll see it tomorrow. All the Virginia guys are 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". These guys are 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", right? So, but the thing is, when you watch Duke, all they do is show him. I mean, turn it on tomorrow night. It's on at like 6. You'll literally watch for 2 hours, and an hour and 40 minutes of it will be about Zion and no one else. I mean, Barrett could have 30 in the game, and they won't even talk about him because it's become Zion television. It's no different than when LeBron James was coming out of St. Mary's in Akron. There's no difference. They started showing his games when he was in high school on ESPN. Do you remember? So they've already made their mind up that that's the only thing that we're that we need to be offered when we're watching Duke basketball anymore. We don't need to see the game. We don't need to see anything. What we need to see is him missing dunks, and we need to see him at all times. They showed him the other night, and it was another moment that I caught. They showed him when he made a couple of mistakes in the game, right? And he missed a follow or something, and then he got called for a foul, and he had to go sit down. And then they showed him sitting on the bench sulking. And then Vital kept talking about how mad he was. You could see the kid's very angry, very focused and driven. He's a failure. He doesn't want to make mistakes. He's very angry right now, so let's look at him while he's angry on the bench. And they did it for like 3 minutes straight. They just showed him sitting on the bench. I mean, it's laughable to me. Like, I mean, what's next? We're going to see the guy in the toilet? They're going to show him going to the toilet? Because they show everything else he does, and it's embarrassing to me. I feel bad for the kid, honestly, because he just wants to play basketball, I think. That's what I see, a kid that just wants to ball, right? But they've turned him into he's bigger than life right now as a celebrity. Like, he's red carpet, Oscars. I mean, they've already got him literally. I mean, they're going to start saying, do you think he'll win, 4 NBA titles, 5, 8, past Jordan, 9, 10? I mean, that's what they're saying about him. Like, it's really bad. I mean, get a hold of yourself. Can the kid breathe? Can he play? Can he get drafted? Can he go experience, all of it instead of you've already got him winning? Is he going to be better than Michael Jordan stuff? I mean, it really is. There's something wrong with the world we're living in. I don't sit around watching games thinking, God, I wonder if he's going to win 10 championships. Now it's going to be about Brady. Every guy that comes into the league or anyone that's good in college, will he go to 9 Super Bowls like Tom Brady? Instead of, how do you think the kid's career is going to go? How do you think he'll develop, right? I saw a story today about Mason Rudolph. Like, what did he learn from standing on the sideline for a year in Pittsburgh? That's what we should be doing with these kids is, like, how are you going to, make the next step? And how are you going to handle all of it? The money, the fame, where are you going to handle living on your own and being a pro and sitting on the bench and this and that and not getting burned and whatever? And when, he's going to get, drafted, obviously, to a loser, right? So is he going to immediately turn him around and make him a champion? You are imagining things, okay? He might be a box office draw, but, if he wins the NBA championship in his first year in the league, I will keel over. Tim in Massachusetts.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. So my question thought is you hear all these things about the Celtics, possibly giving up Tatum and, a couple others in a package for Davis. I think, maybe we should just give up Kyrie to them. I mean, we have these great young players who are going to grow and develop for the future. Kyrie's obviously not a leader. I mean, I just want to get your take on
that. Well, first of all, he's a free agent at the end of the year. So in July, he can do whatever he wants. He can stay in Boston and make the most money. Or he can go somewhere else and get less money by like $50 million and one less year in the deal. So Boston can afford to give Kyrie the most money. Let's be clear on that. Second of all, he's not going to want to play in New Orleans as his free agent destination. Also, they've already got Holiday. The guy's a badass. They don't need him, flat out. The fact is, I think I won't deny the Celtics have the most picks and maybe the most to offer, and I don't think it's going to be Kyrie Irving. But I'll tell you what, the way they stood pat really at the deadline, right, they believe in the team as they have it now. And I think they're a really good team. They're a big playoff caliber team that can go deep in the Eastern Conference and maybe to the NBA Finals. Like, you saw it last night. They lost to the Lakers, whatever, but they're in every game. Every game that matters, the Celtics are in it. They can play with anybody. They can bang with anybody. They can score with anybody. They can stop anybody. They have the coaching and the pedigree and the players to do it. So, you know, if I'm them and I'm Danny Ainge, I just look at what I have. And, you know, the best thing might be to, you know, change for change's sake is stupid. I believe you might already have the goods as it is now. Don't mess with it. I think they have a really good team now. I think their goal should be to keep Kyrie Irving and stop worrying about guys that don't want to be there. You want to get Davis and he doesn't want to play for you? Why do you do that? It's like saying, I want to date this chick, but she can't stand you. But you just won't stop. You're like, I just can't. I got to have her. And she thinks you're a creep and you're ugly and she's not going to sleep with you. Just stop. Give up already. He doesn't want to sleep with you. I mean, the guy does not want to play there, allegedly, right? I'll believe it when I see it. I actually still believe he wants to play in L.A., and if it's true that he wants to play in New York, the Knicks, if they get the number one, will have the goods to make that deal happen, and I think he might end up there, but I'll believe it when I see it. I still don't believe KD's coming to the Knicks. I would love to see it happen, although I've said on record, he can't hank it here. He ain't going to make it in New York. He's going to get chewed and spit out. They're going to drive him nuts. He'll end up in a rubber room in Bellevue. Trust me, he doesn't want any part of this town with the media here. They're vultures. They're not even vultures, and they're still vultures. I mean, they're softer than they've been, if you ask me, Carver High, in years. The media here, like, they don't even have newspaper media anymore. There's, like, two guys that write. But the talk radio and the TV and the shows and the debate shows and just New York television and radio, and it's own entity will drive him absolutely nuts. The guy won't want to come to work. He'll be miserable. He'll be on a sofa in a shrink's office within 4 months. Stay where you are, dude. Keep winning championships. You're not going to make it in New York. I keep saying it. I'm telling you, that guy is not cut out for here. He can go play down in Femi, D.C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.